they probably didn't think they'd be able to get this much done, because they didn't think Trump was going to be this scandalous. Mm-hmm. But it worked to their advantage because they slid everything through.
Yeah.
So now, if, this is just an if, this is everything that they wanted to do, and they don't need Trump anymore, I wonder what's going to happen. Either they think, well, we didn't think we'd get this much done fast. Let's do some more things to make America horrible again. Mm-hmm. Or should we just abandon him because, you know, we've gotten our ill-gotten gains politically?
I think they keep him around.
I think so too, actually.
It's just easier to just let him do whatever he wants. Keep being the crazy man, I guess, and then just keep quietly doing all the little things that you want to do. Because as long as everybody's going to focus on what he's going to say. And if they don't focus on what he says, he'll make sure that people focuses on what he says.
Mm, because he likes it.
Yes.
And that's to the advantage of the Koch brothers and Sheldon Adelson and all of the oligarchs in American politics. He keeps their attention because he wants their attention. Cool. We don't want any attention. We just want to keep amassing money. Mm. And it makes me wonder, too, what are these billionaires really thinking? Like, you know, you... Don Henley, you like Don Henley?
No.
I've never heard of him. He's a drummer for the Eagles.
Okay.
And he went on to a great solo career, and I love him because he's such a great lyricist, and also great songs, and I love the Eagles. But he wrote this one song which had the lyrics, you don't see no hearses with luggage racks. What are you going to do with all this money? What is it? The top 3 billionaires in America, or some statistic like this, shocking statistic, top 3 billionaires in America have the equivalent wealth of the bottom half of the country.
Yes.
So the bottom 160, 170 million people, that amount of money is owned by the top 3 billionaires.
Yes.
And you want more. What?
It's a point. It's a points to them. It's like racking up points in a game.
Now, more hearts on your Instagram food shot.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just the more money they get, the more valid they feel. So that's like basically what it is. They're not associated to money as a tool or something that they need or things that they need to survive. They have enough money, lawyers, and whatever systems in place to keep them pretty happy. It's just about the self-validation.
It's just amazing to me because, like, at a certain point, don't you think maybe I should think about other people a little bit?
You'd think that, but
they
why?
Don't.
Why? It's like, why am I helping this person who made poor choices?
Well, you're not saying that. You're saying they're thinking that, right? Okay, okay, yeah, good. Okay, let's go. What? No, okay, yeah. No. BB's putting.
That's what they're thinking about.
And I just. I'm not humble bragging or not, but like at least I think I can be proud of myself in a sense. I think about other people sometimes. I mean, you know, yeah, I look out for number one, but I think I hold the door open for people.
Yeah.
Because I think they would probably like that. And that's not really a lot of skin off my nose. And they don't even want to do that? Or do they do that and they think, well, yeah, I'm just doing that to be civil, but when it comes to money...
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things with the foundations. They're going to help the foundations that they believe in, that they want to see working. So, I mean, they're going to spend money. It's like, why does a billion-dollar industry or why does a billion-dollar company open up a foundation to get taxes?
Yeah, exactly.